You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about a journal or magazine they read regularly. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I think it's vital in this day and age to be well informed about current affairs, which, of course, isn't difficult now the internet has developed into a news medium. But I also find it's essential to know what intelligent people think about various issues. So you need to get a range of opinions right across the political spectrum. That's where Books for All is so good. It doesn't just review books, you see. It has articles on all sorts of issues related to recent publications, and I personally find it fascinating. I wouldn't be without it.
Speaker 2.
I write about style and fashion, and although I have my own ways of finding out what the big fashion houses are doing for the next season, I also want to know what consumers are thinking. I always read Clothes World because of what it tells me about people who buy fashion, about consumers. I think it must be the only magazine that has got articles about the latest trends by very professional fashion editors. That's so important when you do a job like mine, and it's always the first thing I read.
Speaker 3.
I've been taking the International Geographer for years now. It really is an excellent magazine, with lots of interesting articles about wildlife and the natural world in general. I think the pictures are always first rate. They must have the best photographers in the world working for them, and you can see the results. I spend ages looking at them, and it's very inspiring for me. I just want to get out there and try and do the same sort of thing myself. I never quite manage it, though I'm sure I've improved since I first started.
Speaker 4.
I'm a subscriber of the Finance Review, which is a weekly financial magazine. I'm an economist, and reading the Finance Review is the best way to keep up with the latest trends. The main reason I get the Finance Review, however, is that I don't have time to read a more serious daily newspaper. So the summary it provides, especially of the news in general, is really invaluable for me. I commute to work on the train, and I always have a copy with me. That makes my journey far more interesting. I could download it, I know, but I still like old-fashioned printed paper.
Speaker 5.
I take a monthly magazine called Railways for All, which keeps me informed about model railways, which is a great hobby of mine. I'm a collector of antique miniature railways, and I can always find information about auctions or model trains on sale. They also have articles comparing prices of different models and descriptions of new products available. It's something I've done since I was a child, and I hope my children will enjoy it as much in the future. I'm keeping the magazines for them because they'll probably be collector's items eventually too.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I think it's vital in this day and age to be well informed about current affairs, which, of course, isn't difficult now the internet has developed into a news medium. But I also find it's essential to know what intelligent people think about various issues. So you need to get a range of opinions right across the political spectrum. That's where Books for All is so good. It doesn't just review books, you see. It has articles on all sorts of issues related to recent publications, and I personally find it fascinating. I wouldn't be without it.
Speaker 2.
I write about style and fashion, and although I have my own ways of finding out what the big fashion houses are doing for the next season, I also want to know what consumers are thinking. I always read Clothes World because of what it tells me about people who buy fashion, about consumers. I think it must be the only magazine that has got articles about the latest trends by very professional fashion editors. That's so important when you do a job like mine, and it's always the first thing I read.
Speaker 3.
I've been taking the International Geographer for years now. It really is an excellent magazine, with lots of interesting articles about wildlife and the natural world in general. I think the pictures are always first rate. They must have the best photographers in the world working for them, and you can see the results. I spend ages looking at them, and it's very inspiring for me. I just want to get out there and try and do the same sort of thing myself. I never quite manage it, though I'm sure I've improved since I first started.
Speaker 4.
I'm a subscriber of the Finance Review, which is a weekly financial magazine. I'm an economist, and reading the Finance Review is the best way to keep up with the latest trends. The main reason I get the Finance Review, however, is that I don't have time to read a more serious daily newspaper. So the summary it provides, especially of the news in general, is really invaluable for me. I commute to work on the train, and I always have a copy with me. That makes my journey far more interesting. I could download it, I know, but I still like old-fashioned printed paper.
Speaker 5.
I take a monthly magazine called Railways for All, which keeps me informed about model railways, which is a great hobby of mine. I'm a collector of antique miniature railways, and I can always find information about auctions or model trains on sale. They also have articles comparing prices of different models and descriptions of new products available. It's something I've done since I was a child, and I hope my children will enjoy it as much in the future. I'm keeping the magazines for them because they'll probably be collector's items eventually too.
That is the end of part 3.